Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Njebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 13 Mfumfu 2023 ngutabo kaNcube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented U.S. fighter aircraft squadrons in the Middle East, and the U.S. Department of Defense stands fully ready to deploy additional assets if necessary. So make no mistake.
Imelika ithi izinikele ukusekela iIsrael ngakho konke okudingakalayo ngalesi sikhathi ilisana lebutho le Hamas.
So namhla kuqalisile yecriminal in Saudi yeqalisile isithethi siyabiza ama witnesses zawo angu 2 sokusele witness eli 1 umntaka complainant. So i matter i postponed to the 17th of November.
Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe triple C agoqela amalunga edalela eParliament amabili kanye lamakansila amabili kudluliselwe phambili. Umbukiso wezokwethekelela owehlanganisa nganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 ungene kulanga lesibili namhlanje eZimbabwe International Trade Fair ngobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Imelika ithi izinikele ukusekela iIsrael ngakho konke ekudingayo ngalesi sikhathi ilisana lebutho leHamas elihlasele ngomgqibelo edluleyo. Umphathi ntambo wezomvikela eMelika umnumzana Lloyd Austin ukhuluma ngosekelo abaluphayo eseIsrael.
The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented U.S. fighter aircraft.
Ibutho lethu elilesikebhe zempi ezinkulu selifikile kulindawo likhokhelwa isikebhe esikhulu kwedlula zonke zisemazweni omhlaba. Njalo ibutho leMelika lilungiselele ukuthumela laloba iziphi izikhali nxa kungaba le ndingeko. Ngakho iMelika izabona ukuthi i-Israel izathola konke kudingayo ukuzivikela ngoba i-Israel ilelungelo lokuvikela izizalwane zalo. Lesi yisikhathi sokuthi kube lokuvikeleka hatshi ukuthi thibala. Sizaqhubekela phambili sikhuluma labangani bethu abakulindawo. Njalo sibona ukuthi konke abakudingayo kuyafika e-Israel.
Rapidly flowing into Israel. That includes munitions and air defense capabilities and other equipment and resources.
Lo ube ngumphathi ntambo wezomvikela eMelika umnumzana Lloyd Austin ekhuluma ese-Israel. Abokholo lwesi-Islam eZimbabwe bona bathi kumele kube lokuthula ukuze kuvikelwe uZulu ongelacala. I-Studio 7 ikhulumene lomkhokheli webandlaleli elobhe ngula kobulawayo uSheikh Bilal Gwenzi owenhlanganiso ye-Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe.
Ngalo impilo eyenzakalayo ngeyokungcindezela, so yo umbono uthilawo thina njengamakholwa.
Ye, lapha libona ukuthi kuyini okungaphathisi ukuthi kulungisiswe lolu daba?
Ukuthi udaba lulungisiswe, amaPalestina kumele bebisele ilizwe lawo.
I-Israel isiphindisela ithi yona iHamas lePalestine akube kusehlukaniswa kusazi ukuthi ibutho abalihlaselayo ngeleHamas aso lePalestine likubona njani lo?
Ngoba nje bana kulobungcindezeli lapha into ekhona ngokuthi hey thina sikhalela ukugcinwa kwempilo zabantu abantu abalahlekelwa zimpilo ngoba abantu aba-innocent yowasebenzisa. So inkuthazo ekhona kuphela ngeyokuthi hhayi impilo engiyokungcindezeli sibili ngoba umuntu owabizwa ukuzohlala endlini yesethetindlu yomikazi into ekhona ngokuthi aluba kube lokuthula yikho siyokukhulekela ukuthi kube lokuthula.
Lo ngumkhokheli webandla lesi-Islam elobhengula kobulawayo uSheikh Bilal Gwenzi owenhlanganiso ye-Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe obekhuluma le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. AmaJuda eZimbabwe wona akhuthaza ukuthi kungaliwa kukhulunyiswane. Unobala obona ukudlelana lamanye amazwe kunhlanganiso ye Lemba Cultural Association umnumzana Thakava Fira Joe uxoxa le Studio 7 ngalolu daba.
Dambudziko guru ririko ndekuti ihondo yakabva dzakare kwakune vagari vechijudha vaigara muIsrael.
Udubo olukhulu olukhona ngolokuthi yimpi eyaqala kudala kwakulabantu besijuda ababehlala e-Israel, kodwa udubo olukhulu ngolokuthi kwaba le nguquko ngomnyaka ka-1947. Abaningi asebezibona bengabanikazi balindawo njalo bengamakhola esijuda ayisibo banikazi bayo. Ngakho-ke kufanele abantu babonisane ukuze abanikazi bendawo abesijuda bavunyelwe behlale endaweni yabo. Thina sikhatshana ngoba sabuya sazohlala e-Africa, kodwa singamajuda ansundu. Esikukhuthazayo ukuthi abantu bakhulumisane kube lokuthula.
Isu tiri kure wongu tingabe netine origin yakafanana ne majuda eku Israel. Asi takazo maigireta tika setla mu Africa ndi kirima black Jews. Isu nongo hopa kuti vanhu vange vachitaurirana nokuti hondo dzese hadziperi nekuti.
Lo ngumkhokheli webandla lesi Islam elobengula obekhuluma ngokudlelana le ngodaba lolu engumkhokheli umnumzana Sheikh Bilal Gwenzi wenhlanganiso ye Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe. Unobhala obona ukudlelana namanye amazwe kwinhlanganiso ye Lemba Cultural Association umnumzana Thakava Fira Joe uxoxele Studio 7 abokholo lesiKristu bona bathi kufanele kukhulekelwe abantu ababhekane lodubo lolu. Umfundisi Lizwe Moyo owebandla le-Baptist khonapha eKansas eMelika ukhuluma le-Studio 7 ngalolu daba.
Izimpi ziyahlupha kufana lasemakhaya ethu. Impi well emakhaya asekubizi njengokuthi yimpi, kodwa ke ukwehlukana kwemibono even emulini kuya ngokuthi wena okwenzayo ubone ngani umalume uyasekela kumbe umama uzasekela kumbe ubafuncane ku-involve abanye abantu abaningi outside of linalo babili elikhiyanayo embonweni lowo. Engiya kukho nanku impi ekhona phakathi kwe-Israel lase-Palestine ayisiyo mpi ye-Israel le-Palestine. Yimpi egoqela umhlaba wonke ngendlela ezikhiyeneyo amazwe wonke omhlaba alo alesabelo. Singabe kuyisabelo esi-expressed or not expressed, kodwa ke kule opinion ekhona. This is an opportunity especially for Christians ukuthi benze umehluko in their own way wherever they are.
Lo ube ngumfundisi Lizwe Moyo owebandla le-Baptist ekhuluma le-Studio 7 eseMelika. Siphinde saxoxa njalo lenzalwa yeZimbabwe eseTel Aviv e-Israel uVivian Nomalanga Bebe ngalolu daba.
Isimo asisisanga ngendlela okwenzeke ngakhona ngoba manje kukhanya ngokuthi abaqhuma abantwana intamo like abantwana bangafika 40 kanje. Kodwa angikawabona ama-video akhona. So nje isimo sakhona nje lokhu nje kusukela Saturday ayi umoya yethu phansi nje wonke umuntu nje phela uthole ukuthi kukhona into eyenzakeleyo nje kukhona igazi elithuthekileyo nje kumele.
So lapha liphila njani ukudla kusakhona liyakwanisa ukuyathenga ukudla na?
Siyakwanisa ukuyathenga ukudla. Hayi khona like kukhona izitolo ezivuliweyo ezivaliweyo eziningi lezi ezempahla lamamolu lanofenisa but okokudla ayavula ama-supermarket noma kuvula ambalwa la amakhulu.
Ye ukusebenza ke kuyasetshenzwa yini?
Hayi ukusebenza yonke into ngathi like abasebenza abantu ngoba abanye bezisizwa akade besebenza 8 hours besithi manje basebenza 2 hours. Yilokho nje okokuthi ngeke kuvele kuvalwe ngiyonke into but I think imbangela yakho kakhulu ukuthi abantu bala abaningi yilaba angazi ukuthi ngesintu ngakubeka ngokuthi ama-reservists. So makunje vele abantu abaningi emsebenzini kale bevalile ngani umuntu wasbona. So back to ukuthi abantu abaningi abekho yikho le makampanini lapho kubaliwe kungenanto esambayo kangako.
Manje ngokwenzakalayo konke lokho alesabi na?
Hayi, mangamabi ngaphandle mabethaya wona ama-rockets lawo, but ekhulisweni ukuphepha siphephile, bayakwazi ukubavikela abantu babo laba bantu.
Awuzange ngicabange ukuthi ubuyele ekhaya.
Hayi, hayi, okwekhaya hayi, ngoba ngibona ingathi ngiphephile ukudlula ekhaya mangila noma kuliwa. Mangabe sokuthiwa sokunzima kulama-bomb shelters, kodwa for now isimo sakhona I think besingakafike kuthini, especially thina ngapha because mina ngisethelazile. Isimo besisibi ngale e-South Australia, which Ashford. Mina isimo vele la okuhlala khona izinkingini nomuzalelo la e-Israel, uyakhonisa abantu izikhalo ukuzukuthi right, sibone something, but it's only to me now was the one.
Uhulumende yena oweZimbabwe uke wazama ukuthi axhume abantu beZimbabwe yini khona ngapha?
Ngikhona iningi nje engiyithunyelwe lami ngomunye umzala wami, but thina asila embassy la, so vele angiboni ukuthi uma bengathi baxhumana nathi bayaxhumana nathi njani ngoba asila embassy.
Lo ube ngunkosikazi Vivian Nomalanga Bhebhe, inzalo yeZimbabwe eseTel Aviv eIsrael, exoxa leStudio 7. Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe-CCC agoqela amalunga edale lePhalamende amabili kanye lamakhansila amabili kudluliselwe phambili namuhla ngoba umthethwandaba ubungakabi lobufakazi obaneleyo njalo omunye umfakazi ubeloba imihloliso. Abasola bamise umthethwandaba kamantshi okwesithathu e-Western Commonwealth kobulawayo besethe samacala okuphazamisa ukuthula kanye lokwephula imithetho ephathelane lokhetho olusanda kwedlula. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Umthethwandaba wawuphe ophenya icala umnumzana Tinashe Chapel ithuba lokuyadinga ubufakazi obuveza ukuthi umnumzana Gift Ostalos Ziva, umsekeli wesikhulumi sebandla le-CCC njalo emela ichabalala phelandaba edale lePhalamende, wayengaphi ngelanga kudalwa icala kanye lokuthi wayetshayela bani ucingo. Igqwetha lezibotshwa umnumzana Tinashe Runganga uchasisa ngokwenzakale namhlanje ngecala leli.
So namhla uqalisileyo ye-criminal insult yeqalisileyo isithethi siyabiza ama-witnesses awo angu-2 sukusele i-witness eli-1 umntakacomplainant. So imatter i-postponwe to the 17th of November ngoba kathesi uyabhala ama-exam umntwana wesikolo. Elesibili liyabuya mhla ka-1 November for allocation of a trial date and sizanikwa ama-state papers. So mhla ka-1 November ayizoze ingene ku-trial.
Usiziba wetheswa elinye njalo icala elehlukileyo elokubangela udlakela emdlalweni wenguqu phakathi weqembu le-Highlanders lele-Dynamos elilokhe lisaphenywa. Umamangala kucala lokudatshulwa kwamagwaliba okhetho uMamoyo utshele idale ukuba loba ubufakazi abuphileyo bungahambelani lecala alethesa amalunga e-CCC amalungelo akhe ephulwa. Elinye ilunga le-CCC unkosikazi Zodwa Moyo uthi uyamangala ukuba ibizo lakhe likhona kungwalo zedale zamapholisa kodwa kakho kungwalo ezimbophisayo ecaleni lokuthethisa uMamoyo.
Vele ngiyamangala nxa kuqhabuzwa ibizo mina ngazange ngikwenze njengalokhu ngoba lapho ngoba kwenzakala angizange ngizwe abantu abahlabela ngontombo ngoba kwakuhlabela iradio. Iradio le yayihlabela mina ngokufika kwami ngakubona ukuthi vele singasekho le streeti ngishoneso ngiyamangala nxa ngiphunyiswa kulelo buzo kuthi igama lami ukuthi ngenze nangikwazi.
Amalunga edale lePhalamende amabili awe-CCC usiziba lomnumzana Sarenda Kopoikulu omela iBulawayo Central edale lePhalamende lamakhansila abalisa u-Elderman Ernest Rafamoyo, uThendai Masocha, ukhansila ka-Ward 20 uSimbarashe Dube lokhansila ka-Ward 13 uLovewell Mwindwe babotshwe kumaviki asanda wedlula amapolisa esithi badabula amaphepha omkhankaso kankosikazi Soneni Moyo. Unkosikazi Moyo wancintisa ukhetho esithi umela iCCC kodwa leli bandla lithi alimazi omunye umamangala kumacala abasolwa laba ngunkosazana Sibongile Ndlovu lomntwana ophakathi kokuloba imihloliso. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umbikiso wezokwethekelela owehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 ungene kulanga lesibili namhlanje eZimbabwe International Trade Fair Hall kobulawayo, lapho inhlanganiso ebona ukutshala imali kwezamabhizimusi ezweni iZimbabwe Investment Development Agency iqale uhlelo lokuxhumana kwabazotshala amabhizimusi ebulenjini.
Emizameni yokukhulisa ibhizimusi lezokwethekelwa, unkosikazi Silibaziso Chinziwa obona ngezokutshala imali eZimbabwe uchaze ukuba uhulumende usethumele abazamela ilizwe kwele China, iRussia lakwamanye amazwe ukuze kwengezwe inani lezethekeli laba lesifiso sokuzotshala imali elizweni.
Imithetho elotshwe yizinda izasetshenziswa ngabantu abaningi abalamabhizinisi awe-tourism eZimbabwe. Ubana nxa bene-land kumbe banamabhizinisi abo angenamali bebe besehluleka ukuwaphakamisa, bengawafaka ngeplatform yezinda sesizabadingela ama-investors okubametha nawo ukuthi behlangane bekhulumisane bevumelane ukuthi sesizahamba njani. Either umuntu ozainvesta uzafaka imali kumbeni uzathenga i-portion yebhizinisi yangkhona kumbe uzabaphakamisa ngokwenza i-contract yokumaneja ibhizinisi yakhona.
Umgcini sihlalo wezida umnumzana Busisa Moyo uthi bakhangelele ukukhuphuka kwenani lezethekeli labazosungula amabhizimusi.
Aku-investment izinto ziqhubeka kuhle, sibona abaningi izethekeli zethu zilesifiso zijonge ukufaka imali lapha eZimbabwe. Basikhangela amaripoti yethu njengeZimbabwe Investment and Development Agency, siyabona ukuthi abantu beza ngobuningi kwezokwemba, tourism sector, manufacturing sector njalo.
Unkosazana Barbara Rozwi leziphathamandla zogatsha lwakhe ngabanye abakade bekhona embukisweni walonyaka owehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo, lapho abanxuse abathengi lezethekeli kunhlanganiso labatshali bemali ukuba baze eZimbabwe, lilizwe elilokuthula nabantu abahle. Umbukiso lo uyaphela kusasa, njalo ababukisayo bathi bayasuthiseka ngezinga labathengi abangene umbukiso walonyaka. Lonyaka amankampani aphose afike amakhulu amane 375 abukisa ehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 awemazweni agoqela iZimbabwe, iMalawi, iSouth Africa, iBotswana, iRwanda, leIran kanye labathengi bamabhizimusi abasuka emhlabeni jikelele abedlula amachumi amathathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Amankampani aweZimbabwe aphume ngobunengi ukuzodinga ibhizimusi embukisweni oweGlobal Expo owenzela eHabron kwele Botswana kuyona liviki. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba sibi kumankampani amanengi kwele Zimbabwe. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHabron kwele Botswana.
Amankampani angamachumi amabili lane i-24 angene umbikiso we-Global Expo oqhutshelwe edolobheni le-Gaborone kusukela ziku-11 Mfumfu usiyaphela ngomgqibelo mhlaka 14 Mfumfu. Amankampani la angaphansi kwenhlangothi ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela ezilungisa impahla efana lokudla kanye lezembatho, inhlanganiso ebona ukuthuthukisa ezamabhizimusi kwele Zimbabwe yeZimtrade yiyo encedisa amankampani la ukuthi abukiswe e-Global Expo. Unkosikazi Nozipho Maphala weZimtrade uthi inhloso yokubukisa e-Global Expo ikuzama ukudingela amankampani aweZimbabwe imkambo etsheneyo phandle kwelizwe.
Sila makampani ahlukeneyo abanye benza ngokwe-clothing and textiles, abanye ngokudla ngokusasha material, processed foods, horticultural produce kanye lama-services. Emkhambeni wethu sibone ukuthi kule demand for izinto ezenziwa ekhaya kakhulu wona la ma-processed services lama-services engiwaqambileyo. Ngakho-ke sibe sibakhangelele ukuthi sibadingele ama-markets lapha okungathengwa khona izinto zabo. Sike sathi ngo-2018 sayenza isurvey sabuzisisa ukuthi eBotswana kuyini angabe bekuswela esingakuthengisa kuvela eZimbabwe.
UMaphala uthi kulezivumelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana ezenza ukuthi kube lula ukuqhuba ibhizinisi phakathi kwamazwe omabili.
Siphinda futhi sibe lesivumelwano phakathi kwethu leZimbabwe nasehulumende yaseBotswana esikubiza sekuthi i-bilateral trade agreement esivumela ukuthi esikwenza eZimbabwe nokwenziwa eBotswana singathengiselana ngentengo eziphansi zezikhishwa ama-duty nama-tariffs ezenza ukuthi abantu bakhone ukuthi bakuthenge ngentengo ehlileyo. Lo nyaka sikhangelele ukuthi sihlangane lama-markets lama-buyers amaningi avela endaweni ezishiyetshiyeneyo. Isigogo isiyinkundla esikhulile esiqala amazwe amaningi ababuya ukuzodinga lapho bangathenga khona into ezihlukahlukeneyo.
Omunye okade ebukisa i-Global Expo unkosikazi Violet Mute ole nkampani enza impahla ngesikhumba kobulawayo uthi balethemba lokuthi ukuba khona kwabo eBotswana kuzathuthukisa ibhizimusi yabo.
I was able to break the ceiling and get into a men's field because you
ngiyathaba ukuthi njengomuntu wesifazane ngayenelisa ukungena kubhizimusi yezikhumba ekade iyindawo elabesilisa kakhulu. Ngiyajabula ukuthi ngenelisa ukusungula inkampani le njalo silethemba lokuthi sizathola ibhizimusi kweleBotswana.
OweZimbabwe ohlala eBotswana ungene umbukiso weGlobal Expo uNomzana Esifas Chuma uthi ujabulile ngakubonile amankampani wekhaya wona aphume ngobuningi kodwa uthi isimo somnotho silakho ubuyisela emuva ezinye inhlelo uma amankampani ethe athola ibhizimusi kweleBotswana.
I-consistency e-business iqakathekile. Abantu kabafuna ukuthi ubatshengise i-product namhla kusasukuze ukhulume isitolo ukuthi hayi ngisazama ngisazisathini ntoolapha. But engikubonayo ukuthi i-approach yezemthethi ukuthi bathi grow i-forex market, foreign market kakhulu ngoba yikho kuzabasiza ukuthi i-production layo ikhule. Ngoba ekhaya ama-projects la athengwa ngentengo yezimali ezishiyeneyo but lapho uyabukwazi ukuthi uya guaranteed on foreign currency.
Umbukiso we-Global Expo wavulwa ongosemthethweni umongameli uMokgweetsi Masisi wakweleBotswana ngolwesithathu lapho atshengise ukuthokoza ngokubona amankampani weZimbabwe ebukisa ngobuningi. Amankampani amaningi abhekane lobunzima bokwenza ibhizimusi ekhaya lapho okungela ukuhlalisika emkambo wemali okugoqela ukusetshenziswa kuhlobo lwemali lwama-bond notes. Umbukiso we-Global Expo ubanjwe ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi AFTEC as a springboard for improved intra-Africa trade. Kukhangelelwe isivumelwano esingaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye-African Union sokuthuthukisa ibhizimusi kuzwekazi le-Africa ese-African Continental Free Trade Area. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngiSaron kweleBotswana.
Vuli viki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zokholo uMinenhle Dube odabuka eGwanda. Kulezinsuku ucula esePretoria kwele South Africa ezama ukuthuthukisa umculo wakhe. Asizweni exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Zelo 1986 emajonde neGwanda asizwe imbali yakho ngamafichane mini
angikhulele eGwanda ngafunda khona okwamanje ngomsebenzi sePretoria ngiqale ukuhlabela ngisasemncane eprimary school bengiyingxenye yeschool choir nasesecondary school njalo nasesontweni bengiyingxenye yechurch choir ngijoyine amanye amaqembu ezomculo nearts eGwanda ngikhula ngafoma namanye amagroups esicula nje kuma functions amaningi emfeni emichadweni nama competitions amaningi saze sayafika ku music crossroads.
Angutshele abalaleli ngalomculo wakho. Ulamazakade amangaki njalo ingoma lezi zibhalwa ngubani?
Ngilengoma ezingu 13 okwamanje. I-album yami yakuqala ngayirecord ngo 2019 namanye nje ama singles ebengilokhu ngwa recorda. Lo nyaka ngirecorde ama singles angu 3 engiwalonje a few weeks back. Ingoma eziningi ngiyazibhalela, then kunezinye nje ezingama folk songs, ama chorus engiwengezelela amagama.
Uthandela ukucula esemncane uMinenhle uthi kukhona abamenza oba nomdlandla wokufuna ukucula ingoma zokholo.
Abaculi inspired me endleleni yami yomculo wezokholo, abafana lo Rebecca Malope, uIvy Kombo neMahendere Brothers. Okwamanje ngisizwe ngabanye ngemibono endleleni yezomculo yokholo, abafana noCarol Mozambi noBlack Sedges Madora. Emculweni wami okwamanje ngisebenza noproducer abamuthingi uDiva Size.
Njobe umculo wakhe uyatholakala abalaleli. Limfakele izandla, limlandele njalo nemakhasini okuzilibazisa. Bathele madube.
Ingoma zami zitholakala ku-YouTube okwamanje, lingafika khona. Njalo sine-Facebook page, lingasilandela. Sine-TikTok and sisazongena kwamanye ama-platforms.
Besigwetshisele uMinenhle Dube ukuthi lokhoza uzo Friday namhlanje esiphokelela umculo wakhe wengoma zokholo. UNkulunkulu alilondoloze lonke libe lempelasonto enhle. Igama lamo yenza Jesus Banda.
Sibonge laphana uEzra Chisa Svanda osiphe uhlelo Woza Friday. Sizoza njalo uhlelo lolu ngempela ngeFriday elandelayo. Kuliviki kuhlelo Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukulwisana okuphakathi kwe-Israel leqembu lebutho labele-Palestine ele-Hamas kanye lomumo wezombusazwe eZimbabwe. Singakehlukani sihlobo, wothi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. IMelika ithi izinikele ukusekela i-Israel ngakho konke okudingekalayo ngalesi sikhathi ilwisana lebutho ele-Hamas elihlasele ngomgqibelo owedluleyo. Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe-CCC agoqela amalunga edalela ephalamende amabili kanye lamakhansila kudluliselwe phambili. Siligqiba-ke lapha lolu hlelo, igama nguTabo Kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri.